Ernest Hemingway gets two shout-outs in today's program. This one's from something he wrote. A cat has absolute emotional honesty. Human beings, for one reason or another, may hide their feelings, but a cat does not. Well, Hemingway might have liked this book of cat poems by Francesco Marciuliano. It's written from the feline point of view. It's also One That Got Away, a story we just never got around to covering last year. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
Here's a little bit of feline wisdom.
You can't hold someone who wants to leave. You can't clutch a memory as if it were today. You can't take an insult close to heart. You can't grasp for glory from your chair. You can't seize life thinking only of loss. And you can't grab a laser pointer dot on the wall, no matter how much you try.
That's from the poem Give, from Francesco Marciuliano's best-selling I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats. Marciuliano used to write for the Onion News Network and has written the comic strip Sally Forth for almost 18 years. He says even though the books are done with humor, they started out of sadness.
I had two cats for 17 years, Boris and Natasha, who the book I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats are dedicated to. And after my second cat, Natasha, passed away, I was sad. And she passed away on Christmas Day, so I was really sad. And what I wanted to do something that made me remember the cats in an uplifting way.
So I started writing poems, but didn't show them to anyone. It was Charlie Sheen who got Marciuliano to open up.
A few weeks later, Charlie Sheen had a very public mental breakdown.
You know, I got tiger blood, man.
You don't worry that you're going to die when you take that many drugs?
Dying's for fools.
So I took some quotes out of context and I attached them to photos of cats.
He put the photos and quotes on his site and in about 3 days got nearly 1.5 million hits. And that gave him the courage to post his poems on the site. They also got a good response. He contacted his agent, who encouraged him to keep writing. Pretty soon, he had a book deal. Eventually, a book of dog poems came out, too. I Could Chew on This, and Other Poems by Dogs.
The plants are torn, the garbage strewn. The wires chewed, the couch and I had a fight. Your bed is soaked, your liquor spilled, your TV smashed. Your laptop no longer has any vowels. There's a smartphone in the toaster. There's a toaster in the toilet. There's a toilet in the hallway. There's underwear in my mouth. I went places I should never go. I saw a side of myself I should never see. I said things to the cat I can never take back. So please don't ever leave again.
But as funny as the poems might be, they speak to a very real conflict.
Dog books are much more popular than cat books historically and even today.
Daniel Engber is a contributor for Slate and has written on the topic.
There's an old joke in book publishing that the most popular book that could ever be written would be called Lincoln's Doctor's Dog. And the joke is about the fact that people just love books about Abraham Lincoln and they love books about doctors. And of course, they love books about dogs.
On the other hand, the internet, he says, is the undisputed territory of cats. Grumpy Cat, Lol Cats, and Henri, the existentialist cat. The list goes on and on. Engber says it makes sense.
Cats are animals that tend to sit around the house. They might be in view while you're sitting at your computer. They're short-form animals. They're good for YouTube videos, little two-minute clips.
Whether they play piano, steal the dog's bed, or write poetry. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Washington.